Hi, this is Wes Moss, Chief Investment Strategist at Capital Investment Advisors. And with all the stock market volatility over the last couple of days, we wanted to give you a quick audio update on kind of where we think things stand. So again, volatility returned really with a vengeance this week. Anytime we see a 5% drop or more for stocks in a matter of days, you know, we understand that it really catches everyone's attention. Certainly within the media, you see what's happening on the news. The volatility is particularly noticeable when the Dow Jones Industrial Index, which is in this 25,000 range around where we are today, when there's a 5% drop, that's the result of a numeric drop of more than 1,300 points in only 2 days. And again, that gets people's attention. We now more than ever live in a world of kind of large numbers, and it gets people's attention. As an investor, you and I both know that we get 5% and 10% corrections. They happen all the time and are extremely normal for markets. We live in a world where stocks, at least this past year, they grind higher, and it's the kind of the steady grind higher, what we've seen, and then they give up ground, and they do that, they slide back. They slide backwards relatively quickly. It's the speed of the pullback that makes people nervous. If we quietly dropped 5% in a very systematic way over a five-month period, nobody would be nervous. Frustrated maybe, but not nervous. So in the spirit of how quickly markets have reacted, our team wanted to do the same and quickly give you an update on where we think things stand. Number one, stocks are still positive on the year. I think that's, albeit slightly. Historically, it's actually very normal in a midterm election year, like we're in this year, to see almost no gains until the midterm elections are over, which won't happen until November. At that point, historically, markets tend to actually do well in the final months of the year. And we still have several weeks before we get to the November 6th elections. Number two, the economy continues to hit on all cylinders, which quite frankly is one of the main catalysts for this correction. As the economy, or as we have this economic strength, it is prodded the Federal Reserve to hike and hike and hike interest rates. It wasn't long ago, it was December of 2015, when the federal funds rate was still zero. It was literally at zero. Since then, the Fed has pushed rates higher, and their pace of raising rates this year looks to be the most aggressive since the tightening cycle began. The bond market, which also has a real say-so in interest rates, has moved as well, which has really been the real accelerator this year, as the 10-year Treasury yield has climbed from about 2.4% where we started the year to about 3.25% as we speak. So number three, we're getting into a scenario where this is a little bit of a good news is bad news. So to some extent, this stock sell-off is due to the pent-up demand of a strong economic backdrop and interest rates going higher because of that, or more accurately, kind of returning to a more historic normal level. A 3.25 10-year treasury where we are today, it's a lot closer to a normal range, we'd call the normal range historically of 4 to 4.5%, than the long period of time when the 10-year treasury floated in the 1.5 to 2% range. So normalization of rates is probably a better way to look at where interest rates are today as opposed to higher or tight monetary policy. The fourth piece of this has to do with tariffs. Tariffs are still a concern, but we are not in a full-blown trade war. When discussing trade, we look at this past year as kind of four separate battles. The U.S. versus Mexico versus China versus Canada versus the EU. All four important battles for the U.S. to kind of win in their own right. But the risk of a world trade war on four separate fronts, that in fact could be devastating. Thankfully, we already know that that's not the case. Just recently announced, NAFTA is now gone and replaced by something called the USMCA, the United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement. So that solves two of those four battles. That's half of the battles right there. The third battle, which is the U.S. versus the EU, that's quieted down significantly as the EU is clearly willing to play ball with the United States. Both sides are eyeing a zero tariff environment. So we look as though that battle has calmed down significantly. So that really just leaves China. Our trade relationship with China has arguably gotten worse over the last couple of months, and it may take years actually to solve. However, our view is that what could have been a full-blown world trade war, global trade war, that's been averted. And again, we're really now it's just the U.S. and China still trying to hammer out differences. And again, we think that could take a while. The question, though, is number five, is the trade war with China enough to derail this strong U.S. economy, growing at 3.5 to 4.5%, depending on the quarter this year? The short answer is not yet. Earnings in the U.S. have remained strong, and that's been the main driver behind these higher stock prices that we've seen for the last couple of years. We're about to start the third quarter earnings season here in the U.S., and all indications point towards a very strong earnings season with profits up close to 20% year over year. So until Chinese tariffs start to take a material bite out of profits, which again, profits are what really matters to the stock market, markets will likely respond to a strong earnings season, again, right around the corner. Bottom line, there's no issue, there's no one particular issue that has caused this recent ripple in stocks, down, call it 1,300 points in just a matter of 2 days. Blame it on higher interest rates, tariffs with China, the midterm election cycle, kind of as a group causing this indigestion. At some point, the U.S. economy, yes, falls back into recession at some point, and stocks will take a material hit. But we just don't think that that is in the near future. So until then, we still think we're a long way off from this economy heading in the wrong direction. So heading into recession, we think we're a long way from that. And then that means these corrections will likely remain just that, viable pullbacks. But we also realize that I understand kind of investor sentiment, but pullbacks are never fun. These are the exact events that make investors nervous and quite frankly, makes investing so difficult. But we take solace in how we have diversified our client portfolios. We use a variety of asset classes, and then within those asset classes, we use a variety of very high quality instruments. And those, if you think of instruments within the stock sector, so high quality stocks. We also within the bond sector, high quality bonds that are relatively short term that actually are protected in large part from interest rates going up. So that should give investors peace of mind during these times of temporary pain. And again, I would stress what we believe here to be temporary pain as opposed to permanent pain, because again, we do not think that we're going back into a significantly negative economic cycle at this point at all. So with that, I know a lot's happened in the last couple of days. We wanted to be able to communicate with our clients and the folks that we work with and just let you know where what we're thinking. We still think that we're in a good position from our portfolio perspective, and we'll continue to keep you updated in case anything changes with that outlook. Thank you so much for listening.